आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी होल्ड्स टॉक्स विद हिज सिंगापुरियन काउंटरपार्ट लॉरेंस वोंग। टू लीडर्स रिव्यू प्रोग्रेस ऑफ इंडिया सिंगापुर स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप एंड एक्सचेंज व्यूज ऑन रीजनल एंड ग्लोबल इश्यूज। Teachers' Day being celebrated throughout the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national awards to 82 teachers in New Delhi. Notification for third phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to be issued today. Nomination for assembly elections in Haryana to also begin today with the issuance of notification. Central Interministerial Team to visit flood-affected districts of Andhra Pradesh today. Centre asks all states and union territories to provide action taken report on safety of doctors and healthcare workers in all medical institutions before 10th of this month. And Harvinder Singh creates history by becoming first ever Indian archer to win a Paralympic gold medal. Dharambir bags gold in men's club throw event. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong this morning. The two leaders reviewed the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Memorandums of understanding were also exchanged between the two countries for cooperation in the field of health and medicines, skill development and India-Singapore semiconductor ecosystem partnership. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome on his arrival at the Parliament House of Singapore. Mr. Modi reached Singapore, the Lion City, yesterday after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. The Singaporean Prime Minister hosted him for a private dinner yesterday evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi mentioned that he had an excellent discussion on a wide range of issues with Mr. Wong and added that India cherishes its friendship with Singapore. Prime Minister Modi will also have meetings with the President of Singapore and several other dignitaries today. He is scheduled to visit AEM, a semiconductor facility, and meet with the CEOs of Singaporean companies. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister is visiting Singapore after nearly 6 years. Singapore is India's largest trade partner in ASEAN and it is a leading source of foreign direct investment. The country is India's sixth largest trade partner worldwide and the largest source of FDI during the last financial year. Singapore has experience of more than 20 years in the area of semiconductors and it is already setting up facilities in India regarding this. Prime Minister Modi will interact with business leaders this afternoon. This will be an important element of the visit. The CEOs will be listening to India's growth story firsthand from the Prime Minister and the opportunities that it presents for them. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News.
Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan.
Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara. Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Akashwani Delhi will broadcast the function live from 4:10 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprasth and Akashwani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live streamed on Akashwani EIR, the YouTube channel of Akashwani. The Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, has been organizing a national-level function on Teachers' Day every year to confer the national awards to the best teachers of the country. Amrit Udyan will be exclusively open for all teachers today on the occasion of Teachers' Day. The entry will be from gate number 35 of Rashtrapati Bhavan. A free shuttle bus service from Central Secretariat Metro Station to gate number 35 will also be available for their convenience. In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for country's largest poetry festival named Kavi Kumbh in Lucknow today. The three-day poetry festival, commencing on Teachers Day, will see participation from around 340 leading poets and poetesses from UP and other parts of the country. More from our correspondent.
Touted as the largest poetry festival in the country, the event will feature poets and poetesses reciting verses that celebrate the glory of the Mahakumbh. During this three-day Kavi Kumbh, an All India Kavi Sammelan will be held today and tomorrow evening starting at 9:30 p.m. when renowned poets from 50 platforms including Dr. Anamika Jain Ambar, Dr. Hari Om Pawar, Kavita Tiwari, Santosh Anand, Dr. Praveen Shukla, Shashikant Yadav and Ashish Anal among others will perform. Prominent figures including motivational speaker Avadh Ojha, Acharya Pramod Krishnan, Bapu Chinmayanand and renowned film lyricist A.M. Thuraj have been invited to the event, which will be held at Indira Gandhi Pratishthan in Lucknow. Additionally, the actors who portrayed Yudhishthir and Dronacharya in the popular Mahabharat TV series will also be in attendance. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Notification for third phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be issued today. 40 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 1st of October. Last date for filing of nominations is 12th of September. Scrutiny will take place the next day, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 17th of this month. Today is the last date for filing the nominations for the second phase of assembly polls. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 25th of September. The notification for the assembly elections for Haryana will also be issued today. With the issuance of notification, the process of filing of nominations will begin. The last date for filing nominations is 12th of this month, while the scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up the next day. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 16th of September. The polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on 5th of October, and the counting of votes will take place on 8th of October. Bharatiya Janata Party has released its first list of candidates for the Haryana Assembly elections, which includes 67 names. Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will contest from the Lardwa seat, Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta from Panchkula and former Minister Anil Vij from the Ambala Cant seat. Additionally, Asim Goyal will contest from Ambala seat, Kanwar Pal Gujjar from Jagadhari and Ghanshyam Das Arora from Yamunanagar. A central inter-ministerial team will visit the flood-affected districts of Krishna, NTR, Guntur and other areas in Andhra Pradesh today, led by Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, Additional Secretary for Disaster Management in the Union Home Ministry. The team will inspect the damage caused by the floods and speak directly with the victims. Under the influence of cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal, rainfall has lashed several districts of coastal Andhra Pradesh, including NTR, Krishna and Illuru districts. The IMD has forecast moderate to heavy rainfall in many districts of coastal Andhra Pradesh over the next 48 hours. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Vijayawada and parts of NTR district which are recovering from the flood impact have received fresh rainfall since early this morning. The state government agencies have informed that fresh rainfall is unlikely to have a major impact on the flood situation in Vijayawada, as two out of the three breaches in the Budumeru canal have already been plugged and work is in progress to plug the third one. Meanwhile, an interministerial central expert team led by Additional Secretary for Disaster Management and officials from the National Disaster Management Authority will visit Andhra Pradesh today to assess the flood situation and make recommendations for immediate relief. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The centre has asked all states and union territories to provide an action-taken report on safety and security measures for doctors and healthcare workers in all medical institutions before 10th of September. Union Health Secretary Apoorv Chandra has written a letter to all chief secretaries and directors general of police in this regard. Each territory and district has been asked to identify hospitals with high footfall and consider them as high-priority establishments for security improvements. In sports, at Paris Paralympics 2024, Harvinder Singh created history by winning a gold in men's archery individual recurve open final. He becomes the first and the only Indian archer to clinch a gold medal at the Paralympics or Olympics. On the other hand, in men's club throw F51 final, Dharambir smashed the Asian record with a throw of 34.92 meters to claim the gold, while Pranav Surma bagged a silver with a throw of 34.59 meters meters last night. Earlier in the day, Sachin Sarjirao Kilari secured a silver medal in the men's shot put F46 category with an Asian record throw of 16.32 meters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all the medal winners at Paris Paralympics for winning the highest number of medals in a single edition of Paralympics. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "This shows the dedication, passion and determination of the Indian athletes." Today, on the eighth day of the Games, Team India will look to end the para-archery campaign on a high, while gold medalist Harvinder Singh will be in action in mixed team recurve open event, chasing his second medal of the Paris Paralympics. We have more from our correspondent.
A host of events are waiting for fans of Team India on the 8th day of Paris Paralympics. Indian para-athletes will be in action in shooting, judo, archery, athletics and powerlifting. Kapil Parmar and Kokila will be in action in blind judo event and will try to further push India's medal tally. Gold medalist archer Harvinder Singh will be in action in mixed team recurve open 1x8 qualification round alongside Pooja Jatyan. With only a few days left for the closing of Paris Paralympics, Indian athletes have created history by winning highest number of medals in a single edition of the Games. Currently, Team India is standing on 13th spot in the medal tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 10 bronze. Don't forget to cheer for our athletes by catching up live streaming of the Paris Paralympics on DD Sports. With Mayur Jain, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Ajit Singh Yadav, who won the silver medal in men's javelin throw F46 at Paris Paralympics, has expressed joy at being able to bring laurels for the nation. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, he highlighted his journey and said it is important for sportsmen to have patience and perseverance and develop willpower and determination.
ये मेडल मेरे लिए बहुत ही मायने रखता है हर खिलाड़ी का एक सपना होता है कि ओलंपिक जैसे बड़े इवेंट में या उनके वर्ल्ड कप में या अपनी टीम का हिस्सा बने अपने देश का प्रतिनिधित्व करें और शायद मैं उनमें से एक हूँ ओलंपिक जैसे एक बड़े इवेंट में सिल्वर मेडल जीत के देश का नाम रोशन किया.
The centre will start the retail sale of onion at a subsidised rate of 35 rupees per kilogram through mobile vans and NCCF retail shops in Delhi and the National Capital Region. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi will launch the retail sale of onion from Krishi Bhavan in New Delhi today. The market intervention is aimed at improving local supplies and curb the rising prices of onion. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Anuja. India cherishing friendship, ushering in stronger ties with Brunei as well as Singapore with Prime Minister Modi's visit has been highlighted by all the dailies today. With eye on China, PM says, India for development, not expansionism, quotes the Indian Express. As part of EPFO's modernization project, centralized pension payment system gets green light. Pensioners to get payments via any bank branch, writes the Hindu. Military top brass deliberates on joint command control centers, has been noted by the Pioneer. A headline in the Economic Times states, global apparel deals flowing into India amid Bangladesh crisis. Marking a significant milestone, Drug Controller General of India gives nod to eye drop that can spell end to reading classes, reports the Times of India. And finally, India soars to new Paralympic heights as medal tally betters Tokyo. First ever gold in archery, cites Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong. Two leaders review progress of India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues. Teachers' Day being celebrated throughout the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national awards to 82 teachers in New Delhi. Notification for third phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to be issued today. Nomination for assembly elections in Haryana to also begin today with the issuance of notification. Central inter-ministerial team to visit flood-affected districts of Andhra Pradesh today. Centre asks all states and union territories to provide action taken report on safety of doctors and healthcare workers in all medical institutions before 10th of this month. And Harvinder Singh creates history by becoming first ever Indian archer to win a Paralympic gold medal. Dharambir bags gold in men's club throw event. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.